very good Friday. Welcome to this edition of the My Ag Life Daily News Report. I'm your host, Lori Boyer. Coming up in the show here today, we'll bring you feature agricultural news reports, and then we'll check in with national and regional agricultural news headlines as well. And we get started with regional agricultural news right after this.
AgroPlante is the leading manufacturer in specialty products. AgroPlante formulates products that rise to the challenge of today's growing conditions. Saline and sodic soils reduce crop yield and cause significant crop losses. AgroPlante developed Cation EX5 Plus with growers in mind to manage soil salinity. With multiple years of research, Cation EX5 Plus has proven to be an excellent source of calcium and an effective soil salinity manager. Run it through drip irrigation without any issues. Simplify your application method with innovative and efficient formulations. Alleviate salinity stress with Cation EX5 Plus. AgroPlante, imagination, innovation, science in action.
According to the USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service's Pacific Regional Field Office, for the California Final Grape Crush Report, the 2022 crush totaled 3,650,143 tons, down 5.9% from the 2021 crush of 3,880,141 tons. Red wine varieties accounted for the largest share of all grapes crushed at 1,902,044 tons, down 6.4% from 2021. White wine varieties crushed totaled 1,474,090 tons, down 7.9% from 2021. Tons crushed of raisin-type varieties totaled 106,237, down 23% from 2021, and tons crushed of table-type varieties totaled 167,772, up 55.5% from 2021. The grape crush report includes a total number of tons crushed for concentrate production. In determining grape tonnage crushed for concentrate production, each processor was required to report the estimated equivalent tons of grapes crushed for grape concentrate. For the 2022 season, this total was 239,906 tons, 6.6% of the 2022 grape crush total. This report provides only the aggregate figure for grapes crushed for concentrate production and does not include information by district, type, or variety. The 2022 average price of all varieties was $921.10, up 6.9% from 2021. Average prices for the 2022 crop by type were as follows. Red wine grapes at $1,169.90, up 9% from 2021. White wine grapes at $683.20, up 1.1% from 2021. Raisin grapes, $309.50, up 6.2% from 2021. And table grapes at $214.13, up 17.1% from 2021. Lettuce supplies continue to be steady out of Thermal, California. For Beloyan Farms, the production of romaine, romaine hearts, red lettuce, and green leaf lettuce is underway, the supply of which should stay even until it finishes in Thermal around the first week of April. Overall, it's about the same program that they had last year, and they're headed towards a finish line. The quality is excellent, and they hope the market coincides with that. That according to Jay Angelou of Beloyan. That said, demand has been off in the lettuce market. Iceberg, romaine, red leaf, green leaf, and romaine hearts are all pretty low in demand. This has become the norm for this time of the year, both February and March being a bit slower, he says, adding that the storms and snow in the Northeast have also contributed to that slower demand. Typically, they start seeing it pick up in a few weeks closer towards the end of April. Everybody gets ready for that transition, which usually happens around the 1st of April. That puts pricing between $8 to $10 with some lower pricing in some areas. While pricing usually picks up as the thermal season comes to a close, this year looks to be different. Recent flooding in areas such as Salinas means a transition to the region may not be ready for early to mid-April, and Angelou expects markets to pick up even more so than usual as the start of April gets closer. For Beloyan Farms, once it finishes up in Thermal, it switches production to vegetables such as peppers. However, the industry transitions its lettuce production to Salinas and Santa Maria along the Central Coast. On Friday, March 10th, the floor of the Salinas Valley received nearly 3 inches of rain, while as much as 6 inches fell in the mountains on both sides of the valley. More has fallen since then. The Pajaro River levee, located in the Watsonville-Pajaro Valley, failed last Saturday, March 11th. The three main crops affected are iceberg and romaine lettuce and strawberries. The Salinas River breached its levee in several areas of the Salinas Valley on Sunday, March 12th. Previously planted crops projected for harvest from mid-April to mid-May could experience significant yield losses in plantings that were scheduled from late last week through this week and must be postponed due to the oversaturated conditions. Monterey County records show the Salinas Valley has roughly 450,000 acres for planting vegetables and accounts for roughly 80% of the nation's vegetable production from April to early July. Delayed plantings and crops lost to flooding will ultimately lead to product shortages and high prices in the spring and into the summer months. The California Avocado Commission has hired Terry Splain to be the organization's new vice president of marketing. Splain fills a role vacated by Jan DeLizer following her retirement last month. He has more than 30 years' experience in sales and marketing in the food service and retail channels, most recently as head of partner success and strategy for Impossible Foods. Before Impossible Foods, Splain was vice president of marketing for Ventura Foods LLC for more than a decade. There, he was responsible for the creation of the strategic marketing process, partner engagement, communications, product training, brand and product management, and more. Prior to Ventura Foods, he served as director for marketing for McCormick & Company for 6 years.
A special event is coming for independent PCAs and CCAs in June, and it's one you're not going to want to miss. The Crop Consultant Connect event, happening on June 21st in Modesto at the Doubletree Hilton Hotel, is an opportunity for attending consultants to participate in roundtable business discussions with executives from the supply side to discuss your operational needs and how the supplier can benefit your operation. This is a high-level ag consulting attendee group ready and willing to share business details and talk the same language with each other.
It gives independent crop consultants the opportunity to talk together about the things that keep them up at night as crop consultants. So who should attend is independent crop consultants, whether you're a PCA or CCA or both, business owners of independent crop consulting companies or 1099 crop consultants for ag retailers. This format really creates the opportunity for those types of professionals to come together, talk about major issues that they're facing in the specialty crops that they deal with.
That was Jason Scott, CEO of JCS Marketing and publisher of Progressive Crop Consultant Magazine. A key aspect of the event is that it facilitates an environment where attendees can speak freely on business matters and strategies without competitive cautions.
One of the powerful aspects of this event is you're able to come together with your peers, and maybe you're having a problem on a farm that you don't quite know how to deal with, and you can talk to another crop consultant who's had that problem or is going through that problem. And this is what I've researched and what I've learned, and this is how I'm moving forward or how I have moved forward successfully with that issue. So there's a lot of power in being able to come together as a group, talking about tough issues that you're facing in California, whether it's IPM, fertilization, soil management, regulations, coming together with your peers and talking it through, and being able to come to some sort of resolution about some of the things you're struggling with or having problems with or ways you want to grow your business. And so it's just a great opportunity to come out and network with your peers and with other experts. One of the other key elements of this, Taylor, is in all of these conversations will be moderated by an ag professional with the skill sets to kind of keep things in check, keep things fair and consistent, and drive the conversation in a direction where it'll be positive and worthwhile for everybody.
The event will also feature a number of amenities, including breakfast and lunch, prizes from sponsors, complimentary registration to the Crop Consultant Conference in September later this year, and early access to online continuing education units.
We like to try to roll out the red carpet as much as we can and treat our guests with all the amenities. First of all, the fee is $75, and it's really not even a fee. It's an investment really for your CE education. While we're not holding any CE credits at this event, it gives you early access to a lot of hours prior to the Crop Consultant Conference this year. So from July to December, we will open up the window of continuing education units for all of the crop consultants that attend Connect, and they'll get early access to closing up those hours quickly. And we have a ton of hours available. I'm not ready to announce that yet, but it'll be more than 24 plus hours between now and December that attendees will be able to grab in addition to the crop consultants. So just a ton of hours available to the crop consultant. The investment includes, you know, your breakfast and lunch, and we'll have a really nice, we'll feed you well. We're going to be offering prizes. A lot of the sponsors that are involved will be giving away prizes. So we'll have plenty of fun things to collect and to potentially win at this event. It's all inclusive basically for $75. You're getting access to the education. You're getting access to this conference. The investment just really underwrites the cost of putting on the event and then making that investment into your CE credits for the year. So it's a really, really good deal for $75. And on top of that, you get to spend the day with 60 of your peers and learn from them, learn from our moderators, and really be able to have some conversations that you wouldn't really be able to have at a typical conference.
If the Crop Consultant Connect event is something that would interest you as an independent consultant, early signups are encouraged as space is limited and interest is high. A link to the sign-up page can be found in the episode description below, or go to progressivecrop.com/crop-consultant-connect. You're listening to My Ag Life. I'm Taylor Chalstrom.
In national agricultural news, Senators Tammy Baldwin and Susan Collins have introduced the bipartisan Healthy Drinking Water Affordability Act, or the Healthy H2O Act. Baldwin, a Wisconsin Democrat, Collins, a Maine Republican, say the bill will provide water testing and treatment technology grants directly to individuals and nonprofits in rural communities. Currently, nearly 43 million households, primarily in rural communities, rely exclusively on groundwater delivered through private wells for their drinking water. These sources are not subject to the same oversight and testing for contamination of public water sources. Water quality improvement systems installed at the faucet or within a building can provide immediate and ongoing protection from known and emerging water contaminants like PFAS, lead, and nitrates. The bill follows a proposal to create standards for PFAS chemicals in drinking water that were introduced recently by the Environmental Protection Agency. The legislation would allow the Department of Agriculture to provide grants for testing and removing contaminants from drinking water. USDA Risk Management Agency Administrator Marcia Bunger says that her agency takes stakeholder feedback to heart and is proud of the fact that RMA has had one of the lowest rates when it comes to improper payments, which means they are good stewards of their budget. She says that they, like most of those in the ag industry, are looking to see what happens in the 2023 Farm Bill. I had a chance to catch up with her at the Commodity Classic held recently in Orlando, Florida.
We are looking, of course, toward the Farm Bill. We are standing by. We are here waiting for requests from Congress for technical assistance. I'm sure that many producer groups, including all of these at Commodity Classic, have all been very complimentary about crop insurance. They, you know, say don't change crop insurance, protect crop insurance.
Bunger also highlights some of the more recent additions to crop insurance, including tropical storm, hurricane, and wind endorsements. Dairy producers this year could see more pressure on their margins, USA Ag News reporter Gary Crawford.
U.S. dairy operators could see a further squeeze on their margins as the year wears on. It seems like almost every month USDA forecasters are having to increase their projections for this year's U.S. milk production and ratchet down their projections for milk prices. USDA Outlook Board Chairman Mark Chekanowski says they've just done it again after getting some updated statistics showing
cow numbers, dairy cow numbers, higher than we had been forecasting. So we accepted that revision in dairy cow numbers, and that incorporates into a 200 million pound increase in milk supply, U.S. milk supply. Year over year, that would be up 2.1 billion pounds.
Just under a 1% increase. As to milk prices, USDA has cut its average 2023 all milk price forecast by how much?
25 cents per hundredweight. So it's currently forecast at $20.45 per hundredweight.
A sharp 20% drop. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
The latest children's book from Feeding Minds Press, the publishing arm of the American Farm Bureau Federation, offers a look at the various types of boots farmers and ranchers use. Farm News reporter Michael Clements shares more.
Farm Boots is the latest book from the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture's Feeding Minds Press. Author Liesl H. Detlefson says the book explores all the types of boots used on the farm.
The book is a celebration of all the footwear we wear for different jobs on a farm. And it's not just one farm. It's many different farms, many different seasons, and just really explores what rural life is like, particularly growing up on farms, and a celebration of seasons and all of the good things that come with that.
Detlefson explains the idea for the book came from her own experiences on the farm.
When my first book, Time for Cranberries, came out, I would do school visits and I'd bring my hip boots, which are giant waders, and the kids loved trying them on. Then later, when I was walking through my mudroom and seeing just how many different types of boots my one family has, I thought there's a story here to tell, because it's not just the boots we wear on our farms, but for people who are involved with showing animals, you have specialized boots. For different types of seasons, you have different types of boots. And I thought that's something kids might really enjoy.
The book will be available on National Ag Day, March 21st, but pre-orders are open now.
It's absolutely available everywhere online. My favorite thing to tell people about where to buy books is independent bookstores. Independent bookstores do such great work in the communities, and they're really a vital part of the small communities they're a part of. So if you can't find it in your independent bookstore, most booksellers will happily order it for you if you ask.
Learn more at feedingmindspress.com. Michael Clements, Washington.
The Surface Transportation Board has approved the Kansas City Southern Railway Company acquisition by Canadian Pacific Railway Limited with conditions. The decision includes an unprecedented 7-year oversight period and contains many conditions designed to mitigate environmental impacts, preserve competition, protect workers, and promote efficient passenger rail. The board also anticipates a merger will result in improvements in safety and the reduction of carbon emissions. The companies filed a merger application in October of 2021 with the Surface Transportation Board. The combination of the two railroads, known as Canadian Pacific Kansas City, will create the first railroad providing single-line service spanning Canada, the United States, and Mexico. Yet the merged company will continue to be the smallest Class 1 railroad, with a network that is a few thousand route miles shorter than the next smallest Class 1 and half the size of Western railroads.
JCS Marketing is your number one way to connect with the ag industry. Through print magazines, digital media, podcasts, and live and virtual events, JCS Marketing has the reach to inform, educate, and influence growers in the Western United States.
Everywhere you go, you see West Coast Nut Magazine on every one of my customers' tables. So that tells you everything. It's there, so they're reading it.
Our My Ag Life platform includes podcast interviews and digital articles for busy professionals on the go. Our live events, continuing education webinars, and virtual conferences help growers connect with leading researchers and industry leaders. Let JCS Marketing help you connect.
That will wrap up today's show. You've been listening to the My Ag Life Daily News Report. I'm Lori Boyer. From all of us here at the JCS Marketing team, thank you for listening.